Well, welcome back to Talking Europe. And for this debate, the second part of the show, we are going to talk about the crisis in France and how it is affecting the European Union and the standing of the country here at the European Commission and Parliament. So to talk about that, I'm joined by two guests. I'm with Letizia Moratti. You are an Italian MEP from the European People's Party. Huh? Your party, Forza Italia, is part of the coalition that is backing Giorgia Meloni's government. And I'm also joined by French MEP, Marie-Pierre Vedren from Renew. Now, you are on the same, I'd say, political tendency as President Emmanuel Macron. And actually, I'd like to ask you the first question. Obviously, you work here. Are you seeing a concrete effect of the crisis in France here in the European institutions?
Yes, of course. There is some effect at European level because we need to be, in order to build strong Europe, we need also strong member states, strong Italy, strong Germany, but also strong France. And of course, my colleague, my European colleague, asked me what's happened in France. What will be the Swedes? How we can succeed together? Because we have a lot of challenges. Of course, for example, Emmanuel Macron is very involved on the situation on Ukraine. He built a voluntary coalition in order to solve the issue. So when you have a lot of difficulty inside your country, of course, it impacts your credibility inside European Union.
Yes. You know France very well. You've actually worked with the French authorities on many occasions, and you were the mayor of Milano for years and worked with the French in order to get the international exhibition. But what I wanted to ask you is, I mean, as an outsider looking in, do you believe that this crisis, which we're seeing unfold, we've had three prime ministers in the course of the past year. We have people on the street. We saw it on the 10th of September, on the 18th. First, do you find that worrying for France? And in your view, is this reducing France's standing here at the European Parliament?
Well, I believe that we need a strong France in the European Parliament. Unfortunately, we see a political instability in France, which is affecting the work that our French colleagues are doing here in the Parliament. And I believe we need a strong France because President Macron has put on the table, of the European table, very important topics like the strategic autonomy of Europe, like the need to reinforce our defense, and a Europe that needs to be more coherent. So very important topics. So that's the reason why we need to have a France that is regaining credibility from an international point of view. And I'm sad to say that because I really believe that France is a strong country. It's one of the founders of Europe. It's a value, an added value for Europe. And so I truly expect that France is recovering quickly from his political and economical crisis to be able to become again a very strong political partner here in Europe.
Marie-Pierre Vedren, we've seen, I mean, France is in a difficult economic situation, and the outgoing prime minister really made it something he wanted to change. We've seen that government collapse. Obviously, this is of worry here, and we know there is an excessive deficit procedure that is suspended here concerning France. How likely do you believe it is that this procedure could be triggered on France due to this deficit, which is, once again, 5.5%, and the deficit, the actual debt is nearly 120, it's 114% of GDP.
Since a long time, François Bayrou, our former prime minister, was worried about the question of the dates. He's the chief of my party, so since I know him, always he talk about debt, because for him, if we are not able to solve this issue, it's not possible to move on the other issue, on the question how we build our autonomy. If we are not economically dependent from one country or from one state or from one, for example, from the GAFAM or for other actors, you are on the hands of this actor. So it's why it's true we need to work on this. But it's also linked of our political situation. I think François Bayrou, since a long time, put the reality on the table and wants that all the French people look the reality in order to solve this issue, in order to put a solution. And it's true that we have difficult political situation. People don't want to see the reality, don't want to find a solution. We are always talking about more investment, and it's true we need more investment at national level and at European level on the question of defense, on climate change, on other issues. But we need also to rethink how we have some dates on some issue also, how we work on our competitiveness. So I think that with the process of with the Commission now have understand that in French, some people look the reality and want to solve issue. So it's why also there is maybe more understanding between the European Commission and between some political in French in order to work on some structural reforms.
What would it cost, just so our viewers understand? I mean, if this mechanism was triggered on France, once again, this excessive deficit procedure, does that mean like a big fine?
No, it's true that we have this issue maybe sometimes, and we discuss about this as technical aspect. In France, it's true, it's also a question of credibility and an impact of our political situation. For some people to be on this kind of procedure, of course, it's perceived from a part of our political situation, like to impose austerity policy. So it's why it's also very difficult to build the strong answer. And I think that Emmanuel Macron, François Bayrou, and now Sébastien Lecornu, our new prime minister, will work with the Commission in order to solve this issue, in order to be able to build our own policy and not to depend about exterior and third actors.
So if you take Italy, I mean, the debt, the proportion with GDP is actually higher. It's about 135%. But Italy has managed to reduce its deficit, hasn't it? So, I mean, how has the Italian government achieved that, for starters? And do you think it could be transposed to France?
Well, I think first let me say that Italian growth is a positive one. 0.7, which needs to be put in a global context, which is very difficult and very complex. I mean, we have slow global trade, we have high interest rate, we have geopolitical tension. So the growth we have is a good one. So this is part of the way on which we've managed to achieve the result. And then we have work on I wouldn't call it austerity, but a good path to reduce our deficit, which was stood at 7.2 last year and felt at 3.4 this year. So I think the result it's due to a political discipline that has been also approved by the international rates, international rating agency, and that has helped to have more credibility into the market, so attract investments, and have a spread that has been diminished. So overall, this is the way we have gone to achieve the result we have achieved.
We saw Donald Trump at the UN. You were talking about geopolitical tensions. We know there is these tariffs that have been applied on the EU goods by the United States. We've heard Donald Trump, you know, the UN General Assembly attack Europe, saying that we have a problem with immigration, we have a problem with renewables. We also know that Giorgia Meloni is quite close to Donald Trump. Are you worried about the impact this could have on the Italian economy, but on the European economy as a whole, these tariffs and this hostility of the United States?
Well, I believe that we have to see the tariff of Donald Trump, which I don't believe are good for the global economy. But I believe we should see it as an opportunity to work in Europe to cancel the obstacle that we have auto-imposed to Europe. So a Green Deal, which is too ideological, too focused on renewable and not on neutral technology, too focused on objectives which are good as objectives, but not real in terms of the timing. So I think we should take the opportunity of the tariff put by Trump, which I don't believe are good for the global economy, but do our homework in Europe. So invest more in innovation. We have a gap of innovation with US. We are lagging behind. Also with public-private partnership, we do not invest enough in startup. We should also review the fiscal policy we have to help startup, which we are not doing. So there's a lot of homework we have to do to strengthen our competitiveness. This is the real work we have to do in Europe.
A reform. Marie-Pierre Vaudrey, very quickly, because we only have a minute left. You know, one of the big, the talk of the moment in France is about the Zuckerman tax, you've obviously heard about. Rapidly, I'm afraid, because we don't have much time. What do you think, and how do you think this would be received in Europe? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
No, I'm not sure that it's a good idea, like it's present by Mr. Glucksmann. But now we need to find the right balance. We need also more responsibility for all the political spectrum. I think it's important to solve the issue, but this proposal, I'm not sure that it's a good proposal. But it's true, and in my party, we are very involved to work also on social and fiscal justice, because we need more. We need to work, like you said, about our competitiveness, about our growth, but we need also to work about our distribution of growth inside each country.
Marie-Pierre Vaudrey, Laetitia Moratti, thank you very much to both of you for having taken part in this programme. It's always too short. We'd love to be able to ask more questions, but anyway, thank you for taking part, and thank you for watching. You can watch this again on France24.com.